Hello, it's Victoria Christine, and you are listening to The Voice of Change. Welcome. I'd just like to start out by saying that there's been a lot going through my mind, and so it's a great time to actually share what's going on. We all have something to contribute, and I have a lot of untapped potency that I haven't been choosing or using. And what I'm aware of is that it's high time to start to get on the horse. So it's time to ride the horse. It's time to do what you're afraid of doing. One of the things that I would like to contribute on this show today is that it is time to do the inner work. Doing your inner work is important, and what if this world actually requires what you can give now? What if there is no more time? And so I have a sense of urgency about bringing to the table what I can contribute, and everybody has a unique way that they can contribute. And oftentimes, what is our strongness is something that we have made a wrongness, or that we have been made wrong for. And so with me, that is actually in speaking up, in leading out that way. And so how much fun can I have going for it anyway? And with that, thank you for being here. So I'm just going to go right into a couple of my thoughts and what is important. What is important to share, and what's on my mind today and in my heart, is that the time is now. We have a madman as president-elect of the free world. And that is telling me that time is of the essence. There's a couple of things about that I would like to talk about. And the first is, anybody who's telling you that we can learn something from this, or that there's lessons here, or that he's a mirror for something, for the collective, that's bullshit. Some people are just assholes, and it's not because they're trying to mirror something from you, or you need to learn something. So any of that point of views, that's throw them out the window, because that's useless dogma. And so what's really going on here? And what if this is just a cue for us to choose something different? To choose to be what we've been refusing to be, to choose to have what we've been unwilling to choose. And so what have you been unwilling to choose that, if you chose it, could change all realities? And what have you been unwilling to be that, if you be it, would change all realities? What acts of consciousness could you choose to do and be today that would affect change in the world? Now, we have these unconscious and anti-conscious forces showing up in the form of President-elect Trump and in various things, and they're willing to fight and work for the destruction of this earth. So what are you committed to? Are you committed to still playing small and allowing that to happen? Or are you going to choose to be and do something you've never chosen to be and do so that consciousness can be more prevalent, and consciousness can and oneness can exist and in ways that haven't been able to show up yet. Now, when we choose to be and do something different, it can really thwart the destructive forces and dissipate them, and at best eliminate and eradicate them. So what if you hold the keys to really dissipating the dis-ease of disorder and destruction that these seeming forces are using to, you know, even unconsciously to destroy the world? And what if you could be the change to a different possibility on this planet, one where peace reigns and joy abounds and people are kind? I know I have a 30-day kindness challenge that I have done that are getting people's attentions, because I know that there's a lot of you, there's a lot of people that are waking up to, hey, you know, I can't control what these people are doing, but I can definitely make a change starting with me and starting in my world. What would I like to see in my world as my world? What would I like to create as my reality? And that includes kindness, and that includes ease of being. So, and being and ease of being, this is a reality that we've created to do a lot of things, and doing things are very significant, and to-do lists and proving that we are worthy and valuable. I have news for you. What if just by existing, that is your value? You know, and what could you acknowledge about you that you never have before that is valuable and that is a contribution that you as a being be? And if you can't see that, and anything that doesn't allow you to be, know, receive, and perceive that, we destroy and uncreate it. Good, bad, right, wrong, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Now that's the Axis Consciousness Clearing Statement, and those words that I just said. And you can go to theclearingstatement.com to learn more about that. So that statement functions to be like a cosmic vacuum cleaner that's sucking up all the energetic discord or dis-ease of the charge on what we just cleared, so that you can have more space and possibilities. And a lot of us have learned from growing up to function from polarity. And what I mean by that is that when something good is occurring, we've learned to judge that as good, right, perfect, and correct. And when something that we judge as bad is occurring, we see that as bad, awful, mean, and vicious, and that's polarity. Now, one of the reasons that we have, as a collective, Donald Trump as president-elect right now, is that there is a whole lot of polarity that people are aligning and agreeing or resisting and reacting to him and his points of views. And so what would it take to change, to be the change of what is going on? Well, there's two things. And the first is coming out of the polarity and into the space of being and consciousness that you truly be. And how do you do that? Well, one easy, effective way is by using the tools and techniques and modalities of the body of work known as Access Consciousness. And Access Consciousness functions to change anything that is not working for you, and to give you more ease with whatever's occurring, and to change things as you work to change things. The tools will work for you. So this isn't a magic pill. This is not an easy fix. This is something that, with your choice to do something different and say, I'm going to give this a try, you are creating and being the change in the world. And so in order to come out of the polarity, everywhere, let's do a clearing. So everywhere that you are aligning and agreeing or resisting and reacting to Donald Trump, will you destroy and uncreate that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And anywhere in any lifetime that you perpetrated and chose violence or racism or bigotry or any of that, that allows that to exist, will you please destroy and uncreate it? Thank you. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Now, what I'm aware of is that if we don't judge it, then that opens up the space for us to change and to be the change. So what is greater than that? And what can we be and do to not be at the effect, but to create and be a force of change, be the chaotic, instill the chaos required to ripple out a change? And that is something I am asking to be. And so anything that doesn't allow you to be the change, to be, know, receive, and perceive you as the chaotic change, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what potency and greatness of you have you never acknowledged? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what potency could you now choose that, if you would choose it, would change reality? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So like I said, I can actually have gratitude for the being known as Donald Trump. For me, it's a catalyst for me to choose to be and do something I've never chosen to be before. And when you can get to a space where you can see the hidden gift in it, like, hey, what's right about this? And how can I use this to my advantage? And what can I be and do different today? Then that's the good news about all of this. And the other way that I will briefly mention, besides coming out of the polarity, is choice to choose. And then knowing that there's no right or wrong way to choose, there's no right or wrong choice, just to choose and choose again, and to create your life, to create your reality. Because even if the collective is quite insane, you, the being, are not. You are an infinite being, and you can create a reality that is beyond the insanity of this reality with total ease. And anything that doesn't allow you to do that and have that, will you destroy and uncreate it? Thank you, good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Thank you for listening to The Voice of Change with Victoria Christine. Take care. Until next time.